Hello and welcome to episode 37 of Barbells and Boxcars.
Can I just say season 2 of episode 1 of Barbells and Boxcars?
Hello and welcome to season 2, episode 1 of Barbells and Boxcars, The Redemption.
The Redemption.
It's a podcast where one guy goes to training for 6 months and comes back a man.
Yeah, kind of.
Semi-man.
Semi-manly.
Semi-man, and the other guy just sits on his ass and does nothing.
He crossfits.
Yeah, and plays video games. Not miniature games anymore. Just video games.
Sad.
It's not my fault.
How can you not? I mean, you have a bunch of people in our group who want
to
play
40. The guy that does not play miniatures is me, Nick.
And I'm Adele.
He's a man.
I am a man.
Ish. Man-ish.
I should point that camera to our faces when we intro.
No, well, you're doing some work. So we're actually playing around with a couple of things.
Trying something new.
Dell felt like he wanted to do some video to accompany our podcasting session. Don't worry. It's going to be separate from like the gaming stuff we do on Twitch. So like, it's going to be after the gaming stuff. But we're going to be doing something in the meantime. Right now, Dell's putting together a cool gun kit. What is it?
I'm putting this together.
Oh, yeah, you can see in the video. Gundam 00 over Ace.
00 Diver Ace.
Diver Ace? Fuck, I can't read that.
From the Gundam series, new Gundam series, Gundam Build Divers.
There's a new Gundam series?
Yeah.
So I've not watched any of the other Gundam series. Like Blood Orphan.
Iron Blooded Orphans.
Whatever.
Iron Blooded Orphans.
I missed one word. Same thing. Same, but different. Anyway, so I think in the future we're probably going to try to do some painting stuff. So,
yeah.
We can get some painting going on.
And maybe do some workout stuff.
Yeah.
How to do a workout properly.
Air movements, something. So, we'll play around and see how it goes. If you have any comments, please leave them in the comment section of wherever you're looking at this.
Wherever it's going to be posted at.
Posted at. Or DM us at our social medias, which we'll give you to you after the show.
Yep.
So anyway, Dell, how we haven't heard from you in 6 months.
Yes.
Sorry. 7 months. No.
Forever.
Almost 8 months.
I left for basic training for the Army in January. Came back in June, and we started recording August? So
yeah. I just got back from Bali, and you now because your weekends are either work or drill.
Yeah. Well, drills only get once a month. So.
Uncle Sam. Yeah, but that's once.
Uncle Sam calls me.
That's one out of every.
Dude, you know what sucks? I heard like con days falls under drill weekends.
All drill weekends?
Right. No. Most drill weekends.
No, we'll see.
It's like, fuck!
So.
But yeah.
We're finally able to get together and do a podcast because I've been really wanting to do a podcast. And I actually recorded a solo one maybe 2 months ago. And it was horrible. I realize that it's hard to do this recording without someone else in the room with you or talking to you. Because now it's just like talking to the screen and talking to the air. And dude, one, I'm not that good at CrossFit, so it's not that interesting. And two, I'm not that funny.
Did you talk in front of a mirror or something?
No, I stared at the dialogue by yourself.
I
stared at the wall. I'm sorry, I stared out my window at my apartment.
So. You should have. Talk to yourself in a mirror or something.
Yeah, but then I'd be one, not interesting, and two, crazy.
But that's what makes it fun. No. The second part, yeah.
For who?
I don't know.
Nobody. That's who. Anyway, the games just finished.
CrossFit Games, you guys don't know. CrossFit Games just finished.
Yeah.
I did not watch it only because it was drill weekend.
Yeah.
So I was like, but you know what?
See?
Matt
exactly.
Frazier won for the males. Tia Claire Toomey won for the females. Same thing as last year.
Yeah, but the freaking second and third place. That second and third place, though.
I think second for... Isn't second for females a Finnish chick? I don't know.
I think so.
Horvath or whatever. No, not Horvath.
While Del tries to murder this poor lady's name, I will look it up on the game site.
But you know, I'm proud of Veldner for placing second officially this time. Not just
He didn't play second last year.
No. But last
year... Oh, he actually made the podium this year.
Yeah, he made
podium this year.
Like, he earned the podium this year.
Well, he earned it last year, too.
Yeah, by default.
Not default. He got cheated out of his room, remember?
I guess.
Okay. So let's... instead of like Dub butchering this poor woman's name, let's just go with the top five.
Go for it.
Top five for the women was at number one, Tia Claire Toomey.
Of course.
If you didn't think that she was going to get first again, you were
you're dumb.
Yeah. And you're right. Number two is Laura Horvath.
Ah! Suck it.
I have no idea who she is.
Me too.
And I hope it doesn't turn up like she's testing positive for steroids like Ricky Garrard. I'm just saying. Just saying. Number three was Katrin Tanya, David's daughter.
You know who threw me off?
Who?
Kara Saunders.
You know who that is?
Yeah.
This is Kara Webb, is it?
Like, I was like, look at the score, but like, who's Kara Saunders? Kara Webb.
Kara Webb. Kara Webb. I can't do Kara that. Weep. I can't do that accent. Anyway, yeah, so Kara Saunders, formerly known as Kara Webb, placed in fourth. Annie Thor's daughter, one of the crowd favorites, placed in fifth. And sixth through tenth is like a lot of the same people. You're not like Kari Pierce, Kristen Hull, Brooke Wells, Christy Aramo, Cassie Lance, Mech Werther. So it's like sort of the same people that you would normally see.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised, but like, yeah, Laura Horvath, number two.
See, I
didn't
right.
see that one coming.
Horvath. Okay, I only saw the first day of the game, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw snippets. Because one is early, and two, it's like I hate going to freaking Facebook, man.
What?
I hate trying to watch it on Facebook.
Yeah,
I hate watching it on Facebook. I liked it better when they did it on YouTube.
YouTube?
Yeah. Okay, on the men's side, number one, Matt Fraser. Of course, it's Matt Fraser. And two, he's going to be top for a long time. What was the spread between him and Vellner? Almost 200 freaking points.
200 points, yeah. Like, almost the same as last year. Like, it's from the second place person. Yeah. Like, almost like 200 points.
Matt Fraser killed it. Number two, Patrick Vellner. Making second instead of third this year.
And he actually officially podiumed.
Yeah, Cadden. Number third is Lucas Hogberg. Something like that. We're pronouncing it incorrectly, but I don't know how to pronounce it correctly. So
we never
excuse
do.
Our ignorance. He actually won on a tiebreak.
Oh,
against,
did he?
Against Brett Fikowski. Oh. They both had the same amount of points, but I think he beat him on the tiebreak.
That sucks.
Brent, you know.
Yeah.
Brent took it in stride, took it like a man. It's like, you know, he deserved to be there.
Yeah, but, you know, Brent's like my favorite.
I love Brent. Too. Brent Fikowski's awesome. Go Zevia. And number four, Brent Fikowski, tied for third, but lost because of tie breaks. And number five, Bjørgvin Carl Gudmundsson. So, number three, Lucas Hogberg. Damn, I can't believe he actually got it to third place.
Why?
Because I don't think he qualified 1 year. Was that last year? With Yanni Koski?
I don't know.
There's a year when he, like, didn't do well.
Okay.
Didn't do well at all.
Oh, okay.
And, but I just like his attitude. He's the guy that said, I just gotta fucking bring it.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Like, I fucked up, I just gotta bring it. I'm like, yes! I love this guy. This guy's cool.
Was he the one of them that entered the games by default from
Europe?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Not default, but by,
Oh, because of the people that tested positive?
Yeah.
No, that was
Goodmanson, right? Goodmanson.
No. It was, who is it? Annie Thor's daughter's boyfriend? Husband?
His husband?
Yeah. Let me see if I can find his name. It's like something weird. Nope, I can't see it. I forgot his name. Is it Jared? No, it's not Jared Anderton. Shit.
There was a few from
Europe.
Is it
Jared Anderton?
There were a few of them in Europe, so.
Oh, Frederick Agidius. That's his name.
You are so off.
Frederick Agidius.
You're so off.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the names of the competitors. Anyway, number five was BKG. Number six, Noel Olsen. Love Noel Olsen.
Nah, it's kind of getting annoying.
Why?
I don't know.
You're watching his Instagram too much?
Yeah.
You just watched it for the fucking Golden Retriever.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah,
okay. Number seven, Cole Sager. Love Cole Sager. Awesome.
He's awesome, yeah.
Football. Number eight, Rasmus Anderson, which is Lauren Fisher's boyfriend, right? That's who they're dating. That's the only reason why I know who he is. Because he was at Invictus for a while.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, across Invictus. Number nine, Wiley Georges. Or Willie Georges, sorry. Willie Georges. Number 10, Cody Anderson. Speaking of Cody Anderson.
Invictus. Didn't They voting took, some team took first.
Hell yeah. Cross and Mayhem. From last year?
Last year, they didn't take it, right?
What did they say? They did this stat that Rich Froning has not been off the podium since 2009.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, Rich Froning. Tennis, Cody Anderson. He's awesome. He's like a really thin guy. It's not like super heavy. He's really good at gymnastics. And then number 11 and 12 is Scott Panchik and Ben Smith. Two people that are not used to being out of like top 10.
Top 10, yeah.
It's really weird. It's really weird seeing Scott Panchik at 11. He used to be like perennial number 5.
Didn't think Ben Smith got like an injury.
I'm not sure. I'm
trying to remember.
I'm not sure. But yeah, that was the CrossFit Games. All of the tests look crazy.
Yeah.
Especially that marathon row. That marathon row is nuts.
I want to try it.
Row a marathon?
Yeah, why not?
Just fucking put... You know what you do? You just binge watch a new Netflix show.
Right.
And then just row.
That's what Brian and Shane did at the gym.
They rode a marathon?
I don't know if it was a marathon.
10K?
Probably. No. They just rode for like an hour and see how far they got.
Oh, no, yeah. Shane told me about that. That was pretty cool. But yeah, that was it. If you got to watch it, it looked cool. Mm-hmm. I thought the marathon row was boring, but very hard. It was a good test.
How do you like the biking one, the cycling one?
The biking one is funny because everyone's like, someone's going to crash. Someone's going to crash. Which was what happened last year. That's how Camille fucked up her shoulder last year. Remember?
I thought it was
2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, she ate shit, dude. It was so... No, last year. Last year was the first year in Madison.
No, but didn't she fuck up her shoulder?
Like, no, she fucked it up on that crash.
Oh, I thought it was
when she crashed the bike.
Yeah,
that's why. That's the joke with Camille. It's like
no crash.
The bike. Because it basically fucked up. Oh shit! Fucked up her shoulder and it took her out. We don't have to show this, right? By the way, Adele has a.
You know, I give zero fucks. Whatever.
Adele got us a nice bottle of Sam Adams Boston Lager.
They did. It's on sale.
Hey, it's still good. Mm-hmm. So, this episode brought to you by Samuel Jackson.
Sam Jackson.
Good choice, motherfucker. Not bad.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
But yeah, that was pretty much it. I didn't really pay close enough detail because I had a lot of shit going on. So over the weekend.
And you went to Bali, so.
And I was in Bali. No, when I came back, it was a week before. A week before games, but I was just like fucking tired. I didn't want to deal with anything, so I didn't really watch the games because of Facebook. I wish it was on YouTube; it would have been a lot easier. At least I can watch it on my phone. I hate watching shit on my phone. That's not. I hate watching shit on Facebook through my phone. So.
It's not bad watching on Facebook.
How like have you been working out since you got back?
Yeah. Dude, I hated coming back the first time I got back.
Oh, I mean, okay, you know what? Different question. Did you do any workouts when you were basic?
And dude, we worked out every day.
No, like,
but
yeah.
But not like CrossFit stuff, but push-ups, sit-ups, and runs pretty much. But, you know, like, the hard part of basic's not the physical stuff. I'm sure it's rough. Mm-hmm. It's just the mental aspect of it. It's like... I'm going in there like a 32-year-old going in there with a bunch of 18-year-olds. Mm-hmm. You don't know how hard that is. Like, you don't want to hold back and punch someone in the face.
Like, kid could be your dad.
Yeah. Could be your dad.
Be your daddy.
Show some respect. I wish.
What,
By the way, if you're hearing music in the background, we are recording this at my house.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about this. It's been a while since we recorded, so standard disclaimers. We are recording in the Barbells and Boxcars Site 1.
Site 1.
Site 1 Main Site Studio in Agate. Shout-outs to the South. And, you know, cars, dogs, background music. You know.
Chod music.
You know what's up. Hey, don't make fun of my culture like that. just kidding.
We hear chips crunching, too.
Yeah. Dust fault. Dust hungry.
We're by no means a professional podcast.
We don't get paid for this. Yet. Mm-hmm. You did that fucking on purpose, asshole.
We did.
Anyway.
Yeah. Still basic. Dude, dress sucks. But I lost all my gains in basic.
What do you mean?
Like, so when we had free time to go to the gym, back in doing AIT, mm-hmm. I was doing power cleans, I was struggling at 115.
The power clean 115?
Yeah. Like, fuck.
Damn. Nah, then you'll get it back.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting it back slowly. So I've been going to the gym a lot, like almost every day now, like every other day. So I'm slowly getting my gains back.
Them gains, though.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. Basic sucks.
But so, did you have, like, was there a CrossFit gym out there?
No.
So, no, there wasn't. So, what were you cleaning with?
The gym had, like, a little platform and some weights and barbell.
Oh, did they have, like, they have bumper plates, though?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Hey, I'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
That works.
So, I'm just working my cleans over there.
Squats, cleans.
Squats.
Snatch.
Squat. No, not snatch.
Why am I?
Nothing.
Shoulders?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, that's the one thing. I had to preserve my shoulders so I don't get injured as much. Get injured so I don't want to get held back.
Yeah.
Any longer than I should.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's cool.
But I tried it. 95 sucks.
Yeah.
95 pounds sucks.
It's okay.
95 pounds snatches suck.
So when you came back, how did you do on any of your strength tests?
Here?
Yeah.
When we get back to the gym?
Yeah. There's a couple, because you had a couple. You had like a 5 rep max, 3 rep max.
So my 5 rep max back squat, we're starting the back squat cycle.
Mm-hmm.
165 was like my best I can do. Last time I did a back squat 5 rep max, I was able to hit like maybe 180, 190-ish. So like once coming back and doing like 165 was like kind of disappointing, but you know, not so bad. Then I mentioned my cleans, like 175 I can do it easily. Now it's a little bit of a struggle, but you know, I think I did 5 rep max power cleans. I did hit 175.
Nice.
I did.
It's not bad, 25 pound.
Yeah.
Like, especially after you haven't squatted in, like, 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today, like, I did 175. It was so bad. And I was just trying something a little different with my squat, because I'm used to going down, like, below parallel, like, very, like, ass to grass, pretty mm-hmm. much. But and then I'm trying out, like, just trying to keep my squat parallel to the ground so mm-hmm. I can spring up faster. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of new for me.
Okay.
Deadlift, I know we did the 5 rep max. I think I did like 265 for the 5 rep. But now it's my 90%.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I still have some strength, but I lost a good deal of a good part of my strength also. Okay. I think I can say that my running's improved though.
Your running's a lot better. You did a lot of that.
A lot better.
You did a lot of running back there.
Fuck yeah.
That's the only thing you guys did?
Run.
I got a question. When you guys run, what shoes do you use?
Boots. Combat fuck. Boots. Use.
Fuck.
It sucks. My foot hurts.
Oh, gosh.
Good thing, like, luckily I didn't get any blisters.
Yeah.
But still, running in boots, dude, it sucks. It's heavy.
Yeah.
Freaking running in the mud sometimes. Oh, my God.
Sounds horrible, dude.
Yeah. So, I'm still kind of slow compared to, like, what other people can do, but
those young whippersnappers.
Yeah. But I'm a lot better than it was before I left, so.
Good. Some improvement.
Yeah.
I didn't work out, like, as much as you did in this past, like, 2 weeks since I got back from Bali.
Of course not.
So.
Of course you didn't.
I think I only worked out once last week, and I worked out twice.
You only had one video on your Instagram. Just
kidding. Well, I don't. I only video, like, PR stuff, so.
Yeah.
So, I PR'd my 3 rep max power clean from, like, 3 kilos.
Nice.
So I PR'd my power clean 1 rep max.
Yeah.
In that 3 rep max PR. Mm. So I need to do another 1 rep max PR. See what I'm at now.
Oh yeah, I'm curious where I'm at for my 1 rep max for, especially for back squat and my deadlift.
Yeah, everything. Actually, almost everything. I just like, I'm probably not deadlift. I don't want to like strain my back.
I want to because like the army's doing a new PT test,
mm-hmm.
and deadlift's one of them.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So I want to try to max out on that deadlift. I think for my age, like, I should be able to hit, like, 340.
What?
Yeah, I think it's 340.
Oh, God.
Dude, 355 was, like, my 350 was my one rep max, so I'm pretty sure I can hit 340.
Yeah, if you train. Like, yeah, it's everybody that can make it to train. It seems like it's kind of high, though. I thought it would be, like, 225 for your age.
No. It's... But yeah, they're doing a new whole
new PT Army
test.
Center.
Yeah, okay. Not standard, a whole new PT test. Because the old ones is 2 mile run, then push ups for 2 minutes and sit ups for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I killed on the sit ups though.
Nice.
It's too easy. Where are the? This is the one.
I'd kill on sit ups if I didn't have a shitty core. Need that better.
It's all that beer night.
It's not even the beer, it's just I don't do any core work at all.
Oh yeah, so to get 100 points on deadlifts, it's 340.
What's the minimum points you can get? 60?
Well, it depends on what MOS you have. Mm-hmm. I think for my MOS, it's 160.
The weight?
Yeah.
Oh, you're fine.
that's like my warm-up weight.
It's like, oh, we can't let the nerds lift too much.
Should I hold
160.
Back? I'm gonna hold back. Just kidding. No.
So, 340 with one hand or two.
You want sumo deadlifts?
Sumo? Can I use straps and a belt?
I could do a strapless. So I'm trying to get ready for the new army test, which is gonna start to 2020.
In 2 years?
2 years.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine, bro.
No, but what sucks is it's a deadlift, right?
Mm.
And then a power throw.
The fuck's a power throw?
So pretty much you gotta get like a medicine ball and throw it as far as you can.
Power throw! You gotta like, you gotta get a anime fucking burst. Me,
yeah. Get that Super Saiyan yellow hair glowing. Okay, so power throw, then a release, hand release push-ups. Too mm-hmm. easy. Sprint drag carry.
Like a dummy?
Probably, or sled pull.
This is drag carry.
Fuck, I don't know. I'm supposed to do it within under a minute and 40. So it's a sprint.
What's the weight, I wonder?
And I'm not really sure. It's probably body weight, if it is a drag. And then leg tuck. That's when you hang from a bar and you just tuck your legs.
So, like, scale version of toes to bar?
Yeah.
Scale toes to bar?
Scale toes to bar.
Or knees to chest?
Yeah.
How many is that
for 100 points? To get 100 points is 20.
How many? How fast?
Doesn't say. Just get 20.
Oh, without dropping?
Without dropping.
Can you straps?
No. And then last thing you do is a 2 mile run.
Okay.
Yeah.
How fast?
To get 100 to 12:45.
Fuck.
Nope.
It's a 6 minute mile.
Yep. I'll be happy to read that.
What's your satisfactory?
For my MOS, it's 19 minutes.
Nice. Yeah, so, I can do that.
I can hit that.
I can do that.
I mean, right now I'm running at 16:55. So like, yeah.
A 2 mile at 16:55.
Yeah.
It's not bad, eight minute mile.
Yeah, and I mean stuff, like I've been running like at least 2-3 times a week.
Uh-huh.
And I do like 30-60s in those runs.
Nice.
30-60s or 90 or 61-20s, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
For like a good 30 minutes.
That's not bad.
Yeah. So.
Another thing about.
I should be fine.
Another thing that it's kind of cool is that Dell doesn't have that ridiculous beard anymore.
Fuck.
Because he can't fucking grow it anymore.
Beard is- Yeah, I can. I miss my beard so bad.
I think it's hilarious. Like, ugh, it was ugly.
Fuck you. My beard's awesome. It gives me power. That's where my power comes from.
Is that where all your gains went?
Yeah.
They cut it off?
They cut it off like, no!
No!
No, log on!
The gains.
Why? Why would you do that?
So, Dell and I were also talking about... Dell was trying to pitch an idea where he wants to do a RPG, RP-style workout.
Yeah.
Workout series.
Because, you know, Barbells and Boss Cars is all about promoting good health amongst the nerd community.
Yeah. And so it's very interesting. I know you were sending me links to, like, was it Nerd Strong?
Nerd Strong Gym in California.
Yeah. So, I mean, it looked cool. Like, they even did the Meg.
Yeah. I saw that.
The Meg workout.
Uh-huh.
It looked pretty cool. I think I like that, style, too. Or we can do it like, the zombies, zombies run style where every day is just an addition to the story.
Yeah. So if you don't know, Zombie Run's an app.
I've recommended it on this podcast before. And
did you?
And it's basically an app where it's just a narrative, it's just a narrative thing for running.
Yeah.
So you just run, then zombies chase you, so you pick up the pace.
Yeah.
So, like, I think for this workout series, it's going to be interesting. We're going to try to get some of our friends to do it with us.
Yeah, kind of like a trial run and see how it works out. Yeah. I mean, if it does work out, then maybe we can open it up to, like, more people.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, let's try to get it to where we can make it a little bit more intricate, too. Because, like, I don't want just, like, oh, just running sit-ups, push-ups.
Yeah. So, basically, it's going to be like a story. Like the workouts will be, like, story-based where you're going to try to level up, earn experiences and stuff like that.
So, we'll figure out
the format. We're trying to make workout fun, basically.
Yeah.
Hopefully, that also, we'll pan out. Maybe we'll try next week or something.
Yeah, we'll see what days everyone's free.
Yeah.
Or we're free, and we'll test it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be slow as fuck. No. There's running in it. Running!
Sprints, yo! Sprints! We're going to do 30-60s.
No.
But we have barbells. Do you have any dumbbells at home? Any workout equipment we can try to use?
No. I have a gym for that.
Son of a bitch, Nick.
We can actually, like, if we want to just test it out on ourselves, we can go to the gym and do it.
Sure, we can.
If you're just like, okay, this is our
Dom goes to our gym too. Dominic.
Yeah, we'll see if he wants to do it. We'll do it outside. No, we can do it outside, but I'm saying if we were gonna try to test stuff with dumbbells and stuff.
Oh yeah. But for now, like, we won't use those. Like, yeah. We just do
body weight stuff is fun.
That's gonna be, and lots of running.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, a lot of running.
That's fine. I need it.
I think I'm gonna borrow that one workout we did like last week, the 400 meter run. And then what is it? How many burpees? 21:59 burpees.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
So,
two things I hate: running
and burpees. Dude. You know what though? Like, going back to the gym since I came back from basic training, I've been RXing a lot of the workouts.
Nice.
So, like, I was like, wow.
For the run part, or like
for everything. You know what didn't scale? It's 2 days on, because push press sucks.
Oh, especially your shoulder.
Yeah.
How are you doing with the cleans though? There hasn't been any heavy cleaning stuff. Yeah, there was. There was like a 115. How was that?
I rocks it. I regret.
115 was good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't bad because it was like what? What was that? That was on Wednesday's workout, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like 115 plus wall balls plus
RX double. Yeah.
No.
150 is not bad.
Okay.
I'm slow, granted. I'm slow at it, but, you know, I'm able to do it. Not like before.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll scale it down, but now I'm just going for it. Like, if I can RX it, I'll RX it.
Just fucking do it.
Just fucking do it. Just fucking do it.
That's what's going to be. It's going to close out our CrossFit section. I mean, we have some ideas we're thinking about. Now that Dell's back, we can actually probably put them in.
Yeah, like this video idea.
If you're listening to this on audio, Dell's going to upload this to where?
Let's see.
YouTube?
Probably YouTube.
Yeah.
It'll be on our Facebook page, of course. Limitless Fails.
And no, I'll post it on. This will be under Barbell's Moxcars?
Probably both.
Both?
Probably both.
We should just post it to YouTube.
Yeah. And just send a link.
Yeah.
But of course, I'm gonna post this video to the Gumplug group and the.
Yeah.
GGHG, GGGLOM, Geek Nerd, or.
Oh, okay, so we're doing a build. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Anything else you want to say about CrossFit?
Before
we move into other shit?
No. I don't know.
Nope.
How about you?
No.
No?
I'm good. All right. Thanks for sticking around for our workout stuff.
Oh, and there wasn't much to talk about anyway, so.
Yeah. I mean.
I just got back.
Yeah, Del just got back. Welcome back, Del. So on to nerd stuff, which we have a lot more to talk about.
You have more stuff to talk about.
Sort of.
Like, the only nerd stuff I've been doing is fucking Gundam Kids.
That's fine.
And awesome. Dude, best system ever.
Because
it's portable.
I hate the Switch. You wanna know why?
Why?
It's because it was supposed to be the next Nvidia tablet.
And
they fucking turned it into a Switch.
And so?
Never buying a Switch.
Oh my god.
No.
Buy a Switch.
They robbed me of the choice.
There's Fortnite on it. Dude, I downloaded Fortnite on my Switch. I haven't been playing. I played it once.
Dude, I downloaded Fortnite. Okay. Oh, here's a good, cool thing. They just released Fortnite for Android, and it sucks.
Oh, fuck.
It sucks because I don't like playing that game
on the phone.
On your phone. Like, if I was going to play anything, it'd be like
PUBG. They have PUBG on the phone.
Yeah, I had PUBG. I fucking uninstalled it.
You uninstalled it?
Yeah, I uninstalled it.
Why?
I just don't like the controls. I don't like playing shooters on phone. So I like sticks or mouse and keyboard.
So she said.
Yeah, she does. But yeah, like, so I downloaded Fortnite. I think I'm gonna uninstall it. Like, I'm done with it.
On your phone?
Yeah.
Or on your tablet?
On my phone. No, on my tablet. I don't run anything on my tablet. So
why?
Because
give it a chance, Nick. Give it a chance.
Only there for Netflix thing.
My tablet
is just a smaller TV. there's not many games. I think I play Hearthstone on it. That's it. Oh yeah, there was a Hearthstone release. Other than Fortnite,
I honestly thought you would stop talking about Hearthstone.
No, that's the only thing I play now. Like, so the things I play on my phone is Golf Clash, Polytopia, Hearthstone.
Golf Clash.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've seen it. I'm tempted to get it. I want to try.
It's golf. I mean, if you like golf, that's what it is.
No, shit. Really?
Yeah. No, but it's like not serious golf. It's not cartoony, but it has like rarity clubs.
Yeah.
Like epic, legendary, rare.
I saw that. I was tempted to download it.
Just, I mean, if you want to play like a golf sim, that's kind of okay.
Because I was kind of looking for one.
Yeah. So yeah, I have Golf Clash, Polytopia, and Hearthstone, and Fortnite now. So. I fucking uninstalled PUBG like the moment I played it. I'm like, no,
you're not doing this. You're a Fortnite purist. That's why.
No, I just don't like
lies. The controls.
I might uninstall Fortnite as well because I don't like the whole the touch. Like, I people are just outbuilding me in that game, and I have no way to do it. Like,
yeah,
and building is so freaking hard. So yeah. I'll wait. I'll just wait to use my PS4. Instead of trying to play it on a different platform right now. Even PC, when I was playing it on my PC, it was hard.
Because you're not used to the whole mouse and keyboard?
Yeah, not used to keyboard, especially the keybinds.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. On a side note, I'm really fucking disappointed with MSI right now.
Oh, yeah. How's your new laptop, Nick? Where is it?
Oh, it's on its way to fucking California to be RMA'd. Ah, you know how much shipping was?
How much?
Like $70.
Oh, that hurts.
It does. And I'm really...
Suck it. Arai.
Arai.
Oh, my God.
My gut. But it's... I'm so pissed off with it right now. It's not like a game... It's a really bad issue because it's like my screen dimness.
Was it a gaming laptop?
Yeah. No, but it's not software related. That's a problem. Like, it's fucking hardware related and it has to deal with the display. So I just sent it off today and it's going to take me like a couple weeks before it comes back.
Aww.
I'm so fucking sad right now, dude. Because you don't understand, like, I was on my computer all the time. You want to know why?
Because
I resubbed for WoW.
Oh my God, yeah. Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because I wanted to play Battle for Azeroth.
Oh my God.
I got a computer that can handle it now.
So how much are you paying for? How much a month are you for that?
Just 15.
Oh, it's just 15. 15 yeah. Can go into your miniatures or...
What miniatures? We don't play that game anymore. No, well, the thing was, I canceled my HBO subscription and I renewed it with...
HBO Go?
Yeah. Oh. Because, you know, Game of Thrones has come out for another year. And I renewed it with my WoW account, which I canceled because I don't have my computer right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Net loss of zero. So, I'm playing that. Like, the things right now I'm playing is just Fortnite. I was playing WoW, not right now. I just wanted to see if it's fun. If it's fun again, then I'll keep it. If it's not, then I'll probably just not unsubscribe.
I mean... It's WoW.
Yeah.
It's
still fun. It's so much fun. So, like, the only problem is, like, because I left in Cataclysm, which is like 2010.
Yeah.
The fucking classes are so different now. Especially my main Warlock class.
Mm-hmm.
It's so different.
So, do you still have your old account?
Yeah.
Still exists?
Yeah.
So, you have old characters and stuff?
Yeah. My Warlock's name is Kuxica.
Kuxica, bro.
Kuxica, bro. It's funny, because when you see, like, I guess the dialogue for the quests,
mm-hmm.
the story quests. Like, you know how they insert your name?
Yeah.
It's like, it'll be like, hold right there, Kuxica. It's so funny, like, just listening to it. Like, in my head, this Draenei is fucking Chod. This is how it is.
What a Kuxica, bro.
Kuxica, bro. And then I named my druid, which I boosted, Alpha Chino.
Alpha Chino.
Or it's actually, like, spelled like Al Pacino.
Alpha Chino. Man, so, it's just a paid subscription. Like, I don't know how people can just pay money for that stuff.
Oh, you know, it's like, so here's the thing. Like, when I was younger and still in college, I rationalized it with, I'm not going out I'm not going out the next 2 weekends, which means I would have spent $50 on drinks.
Right.
25 a night. So there it is. It's right there.
Right there.
There's the instant savings. Die, mosquito. Anyway.
Got a video
too. Yeah, I know. Sorry.
I'm starting to like this.
I don't know what and I don't know what else I want to get right now. Like, I'm not really that excited for Fallout 76. I'm really excited for Steampunk.
That looks good. That looks really good.
Oh, sorry, see, Cyberpunk.
Cyberpunk.
Was it 2077?
Something like that.
Yeah. Because, one, I love CD Projekt Red. They're fucking amazing.
You know what I'm excited for?
What?
Elder Scrolls coming out with a new game, and it's not Skyrim.
Oh, it's an Elder Scrolls. It's an Elder Scrolls game.
Not the MMO, but and it's not Skyrim. It's not a Skyrim remake.
It's not a port.
It's not a port. It's an actual different game now.
Thank you, Bethesda. Thank you.
Oh, God.
It looks cool. Like, I might get it.
Which one?
The new Elder Scrolls game.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely going to get it.
The problem is, I still have not finished The Witcher.
I haven't either. Then again, I haven't been playing on my PS4 since I got back. I've been playing on the Switch.
On your Switch. Yeah, but the thing is that portability, though. That's why.
It's amazing. Yeah. I've been playing Zelda at work, killing time.
Instead of painting your miniatures.
Instead of painting my miniatures, I'm playing Doom. Holy shit, Doom on that thing is amazing.
Do you put the on a stand and then use the Joy-Cons separate, or do you put the Joy-Cons next to the screen?
A little bit of both. If I'm lazy, I'll play next to the screen, but I have a stand, so.
So just like pop the stand and pull off the Joy-Cons?
Damn couch and just play.
Nice. It looks cool, I don't know if I can drop that kind of money on that.
It's worth it. I mean, it's a worthy investment. A good game's coming out for it soon.
Awesome. We'll see. Me and your definition of good games is different.
Crash Bandicoot's a good game.
I have that for PS4.
I know you bought it for my show.
Yeah, she doesn't play it.
Yeah.
So mad.
Hey, doggy.
But yeah. Any other games that are coming out? Video games right now.
Right now, yeah. I don't know. I don't know, because right now I'm just focused on finishing Zelda.
I heard a lot of things about the new Nintendo game subscription thing they're trying to come out with.
They come out with a subscription?
Like, it's like, how should I put it? It's like PS Plus. Oh. You get access to their, like, library.
Yeah.
You pay a monthly fee, that's it. But you never own any of it, so.
I see. Eh. You still playing Destiny?
No. God, no.
Why?
It's horrible, dude.
How sad.
I know why. What it was? It was Fortnite. Like, yeah. There's such a better game. I mean, Fortnite doesn't have a story, and it's still a better story than Destiny.
Destiny 2, you mean?
Either one. Like, I wasn't going to pay for Destiny
2. The new expansion's coming out.
Yeah, but isn't, like... Fortnite's free.
That's true. Yeah. Fortnite is free. Fortnite I'll take free.
But yeah, I haven't really like looked into any new shooters
either.
I'm really interested to see what Call of Duty Black Ops looks like this year.
The new one?
Yeah. Because they're gonna have it's called Blackout, mm-hmm. which is like their battle royale mode. And if that thing is like,
I think it's just gonna be that. There's no story, no nothing. It's
no, there's no story, there's no single player.
Yeah, it's just that.
Yeah, it's just a multiplayer.
They're just jumping to the hotness of
I'm okay with that.
Fallout.
Or
Fallout,
to be fair,
Fortnite.
To be honest, dude, I'd never finished any of the campaigns for the last three Call of Duty games I had.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I don't care about single player. I care about multiplayer. It's the only thing I buy it for.
Hey, you still playing Final Fantasy?
I beat it already.
Can borrow?
Yeah. Gotta get it. And play. Noctis.
I wanna try it. Is there an expansion for that?
There's Season Pass.
Oh, Season Pass? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't get it. Because, like, I think they put a lot of money into the online. So that's where their subscription service is at.
Yeah. No, I just want to try it.
Yeah, I get it. It was pretty fun. I liked it. Had a good time playing it.
Did you jump back into No Man's Sky?
No, not yet. I downloaded the patch updates.
I hear it got better a little bit.
Yeah, but it's like, I forgot so much. Like, I might as well just make a new game. But, like, I don't want to because I got a really good ship. before I quit playing. So here's the thing, and here's the thing about all games, like, it's really hard to pull me away from Fortnite, and, well, I don't have my computer, so it's easier to pull me away from WoW.
Yeah.
So there's only so much time I have in the day, you know, and right now I'm looking to portable stuff. Like, yeah, Switch would be cool because I can take it to work and play it play it when I'm on break or play it when I'm at lunch.
Yeah. What a downside to the Switch, the battery life.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's done. This means a full tablet. Yeah. Full console.
And you're playing console scale games and stuff.
Yeah, so I mean, I can understand. Like, yeah. I'm not surprised. I think I'm more interested in mobile stuff. That's why I'm still... I think that's the reason why I'm still in Hearthstone. Is because, one, I have a good enough collection where I don't feel like I'm being, like, screwed. Mm-hmm. And I can still be relatively competitive.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah.
It's on my phone. That's it. I think if they put Gwent on mobile.
It's not on mobile yet.
It's on PS4. I don't know if it'll ever come to mobile because I'm not sure about
that. I hope it does. Like, I want to play Gwent. So, I like Gwent.
Yeah, Gwent's fun. But if they ever came out with Gwent on mobile, maybe I'll switch to that. Then even that new Steam one.
Which one?
Steam card game that Richard Garfield helped make. It's not called it's like Alchemist? No. Artifacts? I think it's called like Artifacts or something like that. Something like that similar is coming out, but I don't think it's coming out for mobile.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it is. I know it's coming out for Steam. On Steam and I think another platform.
Mm.
Whatever, I think who's the one that's doing the game? I'm not sure if it's Bethesda or somewhere else. They're their own launcher for it, I think, so.
Okay.
But yeah, so there's nothing really new that's coming out that I kind of want to get into. Other than Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
That's the only thing from like E3, the past E3, that I really want
to
play.
You want to try to play?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
And they said that it's going to look just as good on PS4. Not Pro, just regular PS4.
Yeah.
Than it does on the PC. I'm like, I'm so in for that shit.
That's what they say.
Hey, The Witcher looked great. Like... Say what you will about the PS4 system, The Witcher looks good.
I love the PS4. Why don't I talk shit about the PS4?
No, like, because people talk shit about PS4. Like, yeah, like versus the Pro.
Because they're dumb.
Or, like, PC Master Race people. It's like, I'm not going to get it. I'm not getting that game for my PC. I'm going to get it for my PS4. Because at my heart, I'm a console gamer.
You're deep down.
So, moving away from video games, let's talk about some board games and tabletop stuff. There is a mystery box for Privateer Press that's going around that Dell, you
want to while supplies last.
It's still there. They're still advertising it.
I'm tempted.
$60 bucks plus shipping?
I'm tempted. Free shipping because it's domestic.
$30, Dell?
I'm tempted. Don't tempt me.
We're going to draft pieces?
Is it just one faction or just
no? I think it's just like a random sort of.
Because I see like unboxing of it. Like,
did you? Where are those at?
Like I saw one on their Facebook page. Like one guy opened. Oh no, Retribution page on Facebook.
Oh fuck!
Got a Helios.
See,
starter.
It's already worth it. At $60, you get a fucking colossal.
Fuck you.
Someone got a Stormraptor. Stormraptor.
Dude,
I'll take that fuck, for $60.
Fuck that. That model looks amazing.
Now let's go get it, so hopefully I get my building.
Stupid. Fuck that building. Did you see the stats for that?
Yeah.
Oh,
I want it.
No!
I want it. It's like fucking... Like, I want to mod it so it looks like the eye from Mordor.
Oh my god.
The Sauron at the top. Oh, he's so dope!
Jesus.
And that's the thing that shoots out the laser beam.
Does it shoot lasers?
Yeah. It's a fucking range cannon. It's like the... It's not laser. I mean, you know, I'm saying lasery. It's like... It's more like a mortar, I think, than anything. But it's like the battle engine. It's that kind of shot.
Oh my god!
Yeah! And it sees through stealth.
That's bullshit!
Yeah!
That's bull!
Dude, that building's gonna be cool. I'm pretty sure not viable. Damn, it's a dog.
Manoth should not get nice things anymore.
Hey, you make it sound like we've been playing and you've been losing.
That's true.
I think you won our last game, didn't you?
No. Well, I don't know.
Oh.
That dog's dying! No, it's not. I don't know what's wrong.
Don't call.
Anyway.
It's not dying, it's fine. It's fine. You're gonna try to talk to this?
Huh?
Dead air.
No. Don't worry. It's probably just hungry.
They'll cut this out.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna try to cut that out.
Sounds like it's fighting.
Probably masturbating. I don't know.
Hey, so he doesn't have any thumbs. How can he do it?
Two paws, yo, come on. He uses two paws.
That's like, welcome to episode 37, Barbells and Boxcars. He uses two paws. Okay. Is it safe?
Probably.
Anyway, okay. So there's that.
Try to cut that out.
Yeah, I try to cut it out. Fuck.
That dog's the worst. He's been doing that for a while.
This dog's the worst. You're the worst animal ever, dog. We're safe.
Should be good.
Okay, I wanted... This bitch. Is it a girl?
That one? Probably.
I wanted to be factual.
Yeah, no, it's good. Just talk.
I'll fucking talk to it.
Just talk.
Power through. There's like a bunch of Guild Boss stuff I was looking at. Mm-hmm. Do you know if they came out with a new season?
Season 4?
Yeah.
Yeah?
They did?
Not that I knew. I don't know if it's out, but I noticed a season 4 coming out soon.
Well, I just want to know what,
there's like, a bunch of new guilds out for Guild Ball. Outside from
farmers.
Farmers, then you got the
Blacksmiths,
and then there's a sailor one.
Not fisherman.
Sailor. It's not sailor.
And there's like a holy one, right? There's like a religious one.
It's a religious one. But they're like sub factions, more like
Celtics. Clerics.
Yeah. They're more like sub factions than actual factions.
Okay.
Because, like, the sailor ones, it seems like they're kind of attached to fishermen's, but some of those models look damn nice.
I haven't really looked at any of the models. I just saw what the rumors were, mm-hmm. and I haven't really been looking it up. To be honest, and I'm going to be honest with you listeners, I haven't really thought about miniatures since Delt left.
I've been thinking about it for a while.
Well, I mean, I don't play 40K, and that's basically what our group talks about now.
So. Oh my god, I know.
So, because I don't play 40K, I kind of just tuned out.
Yeah.
I was listening to, like, games talk. At least Joel talks about games in that chat, so.
Jules.
No, Joel.
Joel?
Yeah.
Joel rants.
Yeah, the Joel rants. So, at least we had, like, I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. But as far as miniatures go, like, I've kind of just tuned out because no one else plays. War Machine Van doesn't like playing it anymore.
I'm trying to change a topic in there, but, like, no one wants to jump in on it. Like.
Well, I mean, I think we have to start playing more. Like, once we start playing, we'll get back to it. Like, yeah, to be honest, I'm still not really in the mood to paint. I haven't painted since January.
I just want to play. I don't care much about painting anymore. I just want to play.
I want to paint still. Because I still watch all these painting YouTube videos. Uh-huh. Especially from people like Miniac. Love Miniac. That guy's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I still watch all the technique stuff. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I want to try that out. I can't be fucking bothered to get any minis assembled or doing anything. Because at the end of the day, it's like, I don't feel like I'm going to play with it ever. Like,
yeah.
Especially, that was when you were gone. So now that you're back, maybe I'll change. Things will change.
Let's play this weekend. All right, no busy. Next weekend we'll play.
Mm-hmm. I'm
trying to get Nate, new guy, to come in. Come over and play.
Yeah. Well, I can't this weekend. I'm busy.
Next weekend.
Yeah, I'm down for next weekend.
Next weekend. Because he wants to try out Guild Ball. Dude, maybe we need to do a Guild Ball session next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I'd bring my shit. Boxes are here, no matter.
Talk to... Or no.
Yeah, I'll let them know. Next week, Saturday. It's not Saturday, because I work sun shift.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Sunday, maybe. Fridays would be good.
Okay. Friday?
Yeah. It's like this.
Yeah.
Because I'm Graveyard Friday, and I'm sun shift next day, so I should
You're
be fine.
Grave Friday? Oh, you come in the morning.
I just got off, yeah.
Yeah.
I just got off at 8 today. So,
at least you slept. So.
Sleep? What's the fuck is that?
The fuck's the sleep shit you talk about? Alright, but, so I haven't really been thinking about miniatures. Mm-hmm. I've just been thinking about games that I could play on myself. Especially because, like, even me, like, I go to the gym, come home, just tired.
Yeah, wrecked.
So I need, it's Fortnite's fault. So, I need to actually set time so I can start.
Painting
and putting together models.
Well, we're doing this video stuff now. So
yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I think I'm gonna bring my model that I'm painting this week and finishing it up here.
Yeah,
I don't mind.
Put it in your house, don't matter.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So we have at least I don't know. I think I'll start getting back into it now that we can actually play again.
What's going to be really annoying about this podcast?
What?
Me eating.
Yes. You can blame Dell. But you can't blame him because he just got back. Also, thank you for your service.
Thank you for the support.
Thank you. I'll get my yellow ribbon. But yeah, I don't know. This cast is really just like a sort of, we're trying to get back into the groove of podcasting. I haven't done it since March. He hasn't done it since forever. January.
Yeah.
So we're like, we're just trying to get back into the.
I'll probably make this episode zero of season two. Getting back into.
Are we really gonna do a season two?
This is season two.
Oh fuck! Fine.
We'll do a season two.
No, but I like the high numbers. Like, fine. Look at how many fucking episodes. 37 episodes.
Okay,
though.
Fine.
Okay.
So what episode is this? 38.
37.
37?
Yeah, episode
37. I don't keep track.
I keep track. So, watch, if you guys want to see what we're doing, like, watch Dell Eats. We are going to upload this to Gundam. As Gundam. Yeah. Like, show them what you finished somewhere.
Well, so far I finished the,
The bust, it looks like.
Yeah.
The head. Yeah, so far.
So far.
And hopefully when we're painting, it'll be a lot better. But yeah.
Should bring it close. We'll talk more about Zoom it after.
Yeah, I mean, it's a trial run.
We'll figure it out.
So recommendations, Del? You got one?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll recommend an energy drink. Bang.
Dude. You got one in your freezer?
You want?
Yeah, come on.
You haven't tried it yet?
No.
Dude.
Let me borrow.
I'll get it later.
He's so excited he's about to leave. Go get it now. Like, no, I want it now.
Honestly, seriously, bangs the shit.
I've seen them like really hit up their marketing. Like, there's a lot of like Instagram people that are.
Have you seen their Instagram posts? Like their official Instagram posts? Fucking models, man.
No, that's what I mean. Like
girls in swimsuits. Like, oh shit.
No, that's the, like when you. I guess because I subscribe to Worldstar or I follow Worldstar on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like all their bang. People are like showing off like the cooler and the drinks inside. It looks pretty cool. Like I want to try it. I heard it's. You told me it's really good. Brandon it's from really the gym good. Told me it's really good because he used to work at.
He works at Vitamin World.
He used to work there.
He doesn't work there.
He resigned.
Oh.
But yeah.
Yeah, Bang's pretty good. It's a good energy drink. There's no sugar, no anything like that. So it's kind of like a pre-workout. Also, because okay, like
I will drink that tomorrow.
You have your creatines and stuff like that. So yeah, I would rather if you can get Bang, get it.
Oh, you know who else drinks that from CrossFit? Ryan Fisher.
Does he?
Yeah, he has like a lot of Bang posts. I think he's like Bang posts. I think he's sponsored. That's why.
Oh, Bang. Oh snap! See, yeah, okay. Bang Energy.
I gotta try it. Well, I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna tell you the one. I'm gonna recommend a TV show if you haven't seen it on YouTube and YouTube Red called Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai.
And if you're thinking, hey, that's the enemy gym from Karate Kid, you'd be right because it is
the enemy gym.
It is it is like a continuation of that story. And in the story it's like they grew up and they're the same age, same characters. Billy Zabka still plays Johnny.
Nice.
And Ralph Macchio plays Daniel-san. And the thing about this, like, that I know that I felt like watching this series, there are 10 episodes, 30 minutes long each episode, is that you sort of like your allegiance to who in the story changes. You know, like, so, like one day it'd be like, yeah, fuck Daniel. And the next day you're like, oh no, fuck Billy, that, dude. Yeah. Like, fuck that guy. Like,
yeah.
It's sort of like an emotional roller coaster, and it's like you switch sides. But the thing that I noticed is like it's very human, like it's very relatable. Like the characters are like, yeah, people are complicated. Not one guy is always evil.
Yeah.
Not one guy is, you know, or people can change.
Yeah.
That kind of story.
Interesting.
But it's funny because like, when you watch it, I mean, you'll watch it and you'll notice it, and it's not really that big of a spoiler. Mm-hmm. But it feels like Billy Zabka is still stuck in the 80s. Right. Like he still has a VCR TV.
Nice.
And it's like he's watching like old 80s shows. Mm-hmm. But it's funny, like you when you watch it you'll see.
Okay.
But yeah, Ralph Macchio is back. It's still in there and Billy Zabka. I don't know who else from the original cast or
all right.
Obviously Pat Morita is not there cuz he passed away, but they do make mentions to him.
Yeah.
So like they do show pictures and then the other characters I don't really recognize. There's a lot of kids because it's kind of primarily aimed at kids.
New karate crew members.
Yeah. So, but yeah, other than that, I don't know. I think Ralph Macchio's wife in this series is, I've seen her in stuff, but I forgot her name.
Okay.
So, yeah, check out Cobra Kai. If you can, if you're on Guam, you cannot sign up for YouTube Red. So I'm not saying to look for another place to watch it, but there are other places to watch it. But it's like, I wanted to sign up for YouTube Red because they were going to give you a month free access, and I would have watched it in a month, but I couldn't.
So you can, it's only available on YouTube Red?
Yeah. I mean, okay, no, the first two episodes are free on YouTube, and then the episodes 3 to 10 are on YouTube Red.
I'm starting to hate those subscriptions. I got to subscribe to those.
Or you don't. Yeah. You just got to be a criminal.
It's like Disney, they're doing the whole thing now.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
So, but yeah, like, check it out. I thought it was great.
Cool.
And that's going to be for the podcast.
Yeah. Video cast.
Video cast. First video cast.
Won't be the last for sure.
Yeah. Social media?
Social media. Well, if you want to find us on Facebook, you can. Just type, go to Facebook and search us. Just type in Limitless Fails for our gaming. And then for our workout stuff, Barbells and Boxcars. We're also on Instagram, at Limitless Fails, and at Barbells and Boxcars. Am I missing anything else?
Yours, your personal.
Don't really matter. I mean, unless you want to see me finish my Gundam builds, I usually post it there, at R.A. Barzable on Instagram.
And awesome selfies.
And awesome selfies. I haven't been posting any gym selfies lately.
Yeah, you did. That's the only reason I know you were at the gym. It's your gym selfie.
It's at RYBARZABAL. How about you, Nick?
You can find me on Instagram, because I've changed it to 8bit_barbell. That's my now public Instagram that I'm posting, just so I can, because I really don't want to spam my personal one with all this like Fortnite video clips.
Just do it anyways.
Workout video clips.
Just do it.
And like, so I'm putting, like, I'm trying to make it an extension of the blog now.
Oh, okay.
So like, that's where I post all of my workout stuff, gaming stuff,
yeah,
video game stuff. And then like, you can check that out at 8bit_barbell. Also Snapchat and Twitter at Ian Palomo.
E-N, not Ian. E-N.
E. Letter E, letter N.
Yeah, because it's not like it's an Ian.
Oh, I-A-N, like,
yeah, okay. Like Ian Palomo.
Letter E, letter N.
Yeah.
Palomo.
If you're from Guam, if you're looking for a CrossFit gym, check out CrossFit Guff Mecca. It's located in Anigua. Custom Fitness Guff Mecca, sorry.
Yep.
It's located in Anigua, right behind that 76 building.
Yep, you'll see a huge sign.
Yep. You can't miss it. You really can't miss it.
There's a large-ass sign.
Yeah. And
yeah, that's it.
I mean, I guess like, be looking forward to video content from us now. We'll be
hopefully
doing painting sessions, Gundam build sessions, maybe some how to do workout movements and stuff like that.
Yep, we'll see how it goes.
We'll see.
So this has been
episode 37
of Barbells and Bus Cards. I'm Nick.
I'm Miguel.
So drop that control and get at it.
Riding bike.
Riding a